Welcome back to the Midday Show. With me once again is my friend Mac Doris, who is the founder of the Ride for Mental Health, which is taking place, gulp, this weekend.
Yes, gulp this weekend. It's just around the corner.
I know, Mac, I'm prepared, of course, but the question is, are you ready for the ride for mental health?
We're getting there, Adam, but there's a lot to do between now and then. We have a number of things that have to happen, like picking up the cider from the Brooklyn Cider House. They're donating six cases. We're arranging to have that picked up tomorrow. We have to pick up four pickup trucks from Romeo Ford in Kingston. They're donating those trucks to us to use for the weekend as course support vehicles. We also use them when we put in signs on Friday. Friday's a big sign putting in day. We have two crews. We do 125 miles of signs. That's not including the rail trail, which my brother does with one of his kids on Thursday. So it's kind of nonstop, especially from Thursday on until Sunday night, because when everything's done, we're picking the signs back up out of the ground Sunday afternoon and putting them back into our barn, hopefully in some organized fashion. And then we get to, basically clean out the pickup trucks, vacuum them out, clean them out, take them back to to get gassed up so they're full, and then return them to Romeo on Friday night. So it's a good solid 4 days of effort.
What is the feeling after when it's over, the actual ride itself on Sunday? How is that for you?
It's a little bit of relief. I think for me, yeah, it's still relief on Sunday night, because there's just a lot that happens throughout the weekend. I'm lucky because I get to ride on Saturday and Sunday. So I do a short ride on Sunday so I can help out with the cleanup stuff. But on Saturday, I spend much of the day riding. I do the North 50 and ride with my friends. It's great. The dinner is great. I mean, I love hosting the dinner. So it's a little bit of stress, but it's just such a nice time. I mean, we have this gourmet dinner catered by the main course on Saturday evening for all the riders and all the volunteers. And I think we'll have likely 350 people for dinner. And that's really fun. So at the end, it's mostly relief. And then I just want to sleep for about 16 hours when all is said and done. And Monday, I have no plans for the day after.
I'm off Monday as well.
Oh, that's good timing for you. And how is your prep going?
Well, you've been seeing it on Strava, but I think, at this point, I'm as ready as I'll ever be. Except, well, let me rephrase that. Next year, I'll be even more fret ready. So, because I'll have had, instead of just 2 or 3 months, I'll have had a year and 2, 3 months of preparation. So it's pretty good. Like I say, I before we got on the air, my body is tired in the morning. Like when I wake up, it takes me a little longer because I'm putting it through its paces, But the feeling of just getting out there and being able to, like, 30 miles is shrugged it off yesterday, It's
That's
not.
great. I mean, and that does prepare you for doing the 50. I think, are you planning to do the South 50 or the North 50?
The gunks, right?
Oh,
So
yeah, the North 50. That's.
the North 50, I mean, that's the plan on Saturday. And then Sunday, if I'm, able to get on my feet and get out there again, the my goal is to do the South 50.
Well, that's great. I mean, and that is the most popular way people do the ride. Do the North 50 on Saturday, come to dinner Saturday evening. Come back Sunday and schlep through the South 50, which has got 1,000 less feet of climbing compared with the North 50. So it is the easier of the two 50s, but it's no walk in the park. It's still up and down.
I'm looking for a walk in the park.
the walk in the park might be the rail trail, but that's just too easy for you. You're ready for this. So,
Oh, thank you. Well, that gives me the vote of confidence is helpful because it's hard to be have the context when it's just all got, I don't know how we arrived here on this Monday, the 22nd, 5 days before.
soon enough. Yeah, well, here
Soon
we are.
enough, it's right around the corner. And of course, I'm obsessively checking the weather, like it's gonna make. But I did run ride in the rain yesterday for a period. It wasn't that long. It was not forecast. I didn't know it was gonna happen, and I got caught in the rain. And but I just kind of just decided, you know what? It's really not so bad, and this is the reality. I have to get back to my car, so I'm going to be riding and so I can either choose to be unhappy or I can choose just to embrace it and and just in it, I don't know if enjoy is the word, but just deal with it.
Yeah, I think the rain isn't so bad as long as it's not a crazy thunderstorm where it's really coming down buckets. And also, unless, the other problem is if it's 55 degrees and raining steady.
Yeah, right, sure. Right.
Those two situations are unlikely to happen, though, based on what I'm seeing for the weather. And you're right, you just kind of embrace it. If you fight it, it's kind of a stressful. But once you've been
Right.
riding in the rain for like 15 minutes and you realize you're just going to be wet, it's not so bad as long as you're warm enough and you just keep moving. It's
Right.
everybody's in the same boat, and
Yeah. And there's nothing
it's
quite so beautiful as when it tapers off and the next you start seeing that silver light from the sun coming, and it's actually quite a joyful experience.
is nice. And I got to tell you, I've ridden up to the Ashokan Reservoir a whole lot of times, and to me, it's beautiful up there no matter what the conditions are. And in a way, riding up there on that nice path for 2 or 3 miles and looking out at the reservoir and the Catskills in the background, if it's a little bit rainy, it's kind of neat. It's different because you're used to seeing it when it's blue skies and all that, and it's different and it's just as cool.
Well, Mac, I'll see you Saturday morning. KZE will be there. I will be there. You will certainly be there. And I just look forward to this major challenge, and assuming I get through it all, which I assume I will, based on how much I think I've accomplished in the last few months. Yeah, I'm feeling like I might feel a little proud of this,
Oh, you should definitely feel proud of it. And then next year, I'm sure we'll sign you up for doing the 100.
Yeah. Well, okay.
All on
Well,
Saturday.
oh my gosh. That's nuts. My hat's off to all those folks. All right, so we're all meeting at right across from the Ulster County Fairgrounds, or
It's at the fairgrounds. We just happen to be on
oh.
the west side of Libertyville as opposed to
Right.
the east side. So everything start finish as well as the dinner are going to happen on the west side of the fairgrounds.
Oh, I see.
And so yeah, everything's right there. You won't be able to miss it. And lots of parking, real simple. And yeah, you'll pick up your swag, your jersey, either Friday evening or Saturday morning at a time. And we encourage everyone to wear their Ride for Mental Health jersey on Saturday. But then on Sunday, you can ride, if you have a team, you can wear your team jersey or any other jersey you think is cool and fun, or wear a somewhat soiled Ride for Mental Health jersey that you wore the
Right.
day
Yeah.
before.
Right.
Yeah, it's up to the riders. So,
Well, I have two pairs of rider shorts now, and I'm bringing a fresh, clean change of clothes in the car for afterwards, and just taking everybody's advice that I heard. It's good to kind of be dry and warm when you're done.
yeah,
So.
absolutely. Yeah, you want to get out of the sweaty stuff or the wet stuff. Yeah, for sure. Well, it sounds like you're well prepared for this, Adam, and we're thrilled that you're joining us for this year. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, from your mouth, Thank you. No, I know sometimes I kid a little bit, but it's just my way of dealing with the anxiety that's natural for a first time doing this. But I'm more so looking forward to it than I am, or doing it than I am to it being done, like right now, in the moment right
Oh,
now.
the experience is great. There's nothing like, going out with a group of 100 fellow cyclists, to start the ride, and that's a real thrill when you leave the fairgrounds and you go down Libertyville to 299 and make a right there, and then a left on Springtown, and it's a nice flat 7 mile ride all the way up to Rosendale, and the group tends to stay together. It's just really neat to see all those jerseys, ahead of you. And usually you're riding next to somebody, so you're able to chat with that person and meet new people as you go, and
Right.
super nice.
All right, well, I'll see you Saturday morning.
That sounds great. Can't wait.
And oh, last thing, I guess, do people still have the opportunity to register at this late
Absolutely.
time?
You can register to ride right up until the weekend, and go to the website rideformentalhealth.org. Can register to ride or to volunteer, And you can donate right on the website. And
I've had a few of those, yeah.
for all those listeners, you can use discount code KZE2026 and save $40 from your registration fee.
What a deal.
What a deal.
All right. Saturday it is, my friend.
We will see you then.
All right. Mac Doris, the founder of and CEO of, well, the Ride for Mental Health, just to keep things simple. But all right. I appreciate you coming back on and giving some of your time. I know it's a busy week for you, so thanks again.
No, thank you, Adam. This is it's fun to do it, and you're a good interviewer, and it's all good.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. All right. This has been the Midday Show, 98.1 KZE.